Just one halakha in the laws of Zimun. Admittingly that this is not a practical halakha, and it is not so common in its application, but because again one of the subscribers had asked the question, so we'll deal with it and we'll try to answer it in the clearest way possible. His question was that if, let's say, you have three people that ate, you have Zimun. However, the question is, if one of the people ate something that they're not allowed to, for example, they ate something that's Isur, can you partake with this fellow in the Zimun? So this question is actually clear Gemara in Masechet Berachot, Daf Mem Zayin, where the Gemara says, even if somebody ate something that's only rabbinically forbidden, you cannot use him as part of the Zimun. There's a machloket rishonim between the Rambam and the Ra'avad, what the reason is. It seems that Rambam's reason why you can't join this guy into the Zimun is because Zimun is saying, Nevarech she'achalnu, let's make the berachat mazon together. A man that eats something that's asur, according to the halakha, does not make berachot. How can he make a berachah on something that he was not allowed to eat? The pasuk says, "Ubotzei abirech ne'etz Hashem," that a person that makes a berachah on something that's forbidden to eat is considered blasphemy, chas v'shalom. So the Rambam says, "How can you say nevarech she'achalnu? Let us bless if this guy's not making a berachah." The Ra'avad has a different reason. The Ra'avad says that how could you partake in Zimun with this guy? Zimun means that three people ate together and they become united. They're one unit. But when you sit down to eat with somebody that's eating something that's not kasher, he's not unified with you. You're not allowed to be part of this guy over here. So it's considered that he's separate from you. So therefore you don't have a Zimun from the inception. Exactly. So the question really that this fellow asked, it seems he knew this principle already. He took it a step further. He said, let's say the guy who's eating the Isur is eating it beheter, which means he's a sick guy and he's allowed to eat the Isur. Is that permissible to count that guy?
Yes.
So according to the Ra'avad's reason that says the whole reason is because you don't want to join with a guy who's doing Isur. This guy's not doing Isur, so you can join him, you can mitztaref with him. However, according to the first reason that says you can't mitztaref because he can't make a beracha, we hold la halakha that even if a person is eating Isur, but he has a heter to eat the Isur, he does not make a beracha. That's the way we were posek in the previous halakha. And therefore, since he cannot make a beracha, even though he has a heter to eat the Isur, you cannot join this man for Zimun, and that is the halakha lemaaseh. That if a person ate Isur, beheter, you cannot join him part of the Zimun. The last question, just that we're talking about these hypothetical cases, would be, let's say you had three guys who ate bread on Yom Kippur because they were allowed to, because they were sick. Can those three guys make a Zimun together? Like I said, this is quite a hypothetical case. The answer is they can make Zimun, because this is different. There, the bread that they're eating is heter, it's not Isur bread, and they themselves have a heter to eat. It's a mitzvah for them to eat because they're sekana. So in a case where the food is heter, and for them to eat is mutar, then we allow them to make Zimun. Our case is where they're eating something that intrinsically is Isur, just for them, they have a special heter.